Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Joe is looking for a second date update with a woman named Kendra. Welcome to the show, Joe. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent. Well, we're going to try and help you out here. So if you would take us from the beginning and tell us how you met Kendra and how the first date went, that would be great.
Okay, cool. Well, we met on match.com. Mm-hmm. Pretty normal. I thought she was cute in her profile picture. You know, she looked nice. And then we ended up meeting up in real life for a drink. And I liked her, so we went to dinner.
This was on a separate occasion?
No. We met up for a drink, and then it was going well. So we were like, oh, let's go get dinner.
Oh, even better. Okay.
Yeah, you know, you have one of those first dates when you meet somebody off Match.com. You just kind of, oh, let's get coffee or a drink. That way it's not so middle if it doesn't work out.
Yeah. If they're a creeper, you can run away. Like, okay, I got to go. Bye. And then never talk to them again.
And so anyway, this one went well. So it ended up dinner. Conversation felt good. She seemed like she was into me. You know, she was asking a lot of questions. She was laughing. I don't know. I thought those were good signs.
They sound like good signs.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want somebody who just sits there and doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
So I felt comfortable with her.
Good.
And we had come separately, so I walked her to her car, and that was it. I hugged her, you know, and that was it. And then I called the next day and texted the day after that, and she just hasn't gotten back to me.
So in hindsight, you look back on this whole experience, you know, the initial drinks go super well, and you're like, hey, let's, you know, you want to keep this going? Yeah, so you go to dinner. You felt that dinner was great, too. Great conversation. She seemed into you, all this stuff. You have the hug at the end of the night. Was there at any point you weren't so sure that things were going well? Like, was there any point where you were like, oh, maybe I screwed up there? Or maybe she's not feeling me here?
No, that's the weird thing. It felt like it all went really well. I mean, I've had other, you know, dates off of dating apps and stuff that didn't go so well or, you know, didn't work out. And I didn't.
And you knew.
You know, didn't call a radio station over it.
Right.
This one was different.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's a compliment to her. Any other details we need to know before we take the break and make the call?
I don't think so. No, I think I gave you the whole story.
All right. Then here's what we'll do. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call Kendra and see what she thought of Joe and her night with him. Coming up next as we continue, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. All right, so Joe met Kendra on Match. They first went out for a couple drinks, but that went so well that sort of led to dinner in the same night. Great conversation. She seemed very engaged with Joe. Lots of questions seemed into him. They came separately, so the date ends with him walking her to her car. They share a hug. He calls the next day. Nothing. Text, nothing. Now he's calling us. That pretty much it in a nutshell, Joe.
That's it in a nutshell.
Sounds pretty good, Jeff. You were listening.
Look at me.
It's really because you took notes, right?
I always take notes. So unless there's anything else you think we need to know, Joe, we're just going to go ahead and call her.
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, Kendra.
Yeah, this is Kendra.
It's Jeff and Jen and Fritch, the whole gang here at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Are you really calling me? What? This is crazy.
You got a few minutes?
Yeah, what's up?
It's sort of a reluctant, like, I think maybe you listen to the show every now and then, and maybe you're like, okay, this could be cool, but if it's what I think it is.
Yeah, I'm a little worried you're calling me for a second date update.
What if we were calling you for a second date update? Would you have any idea who the person would be that initiated said second date update?
You know what? This sounds really bad, but I actually would not know because I do go out with a lot of guys, so I couldn't tell you who you're calling about.
Okay. Fair enough. Because you're dating, right? You're on Match, correct?
Yeah. It's like shoes. I like to try on different shoes, see what fits.
Sure.
You know, that's how I approach dating.
Okay. Well, you left an impression on one of your Match dates. It was Joe. If you recall, you initially met for drinks, and then it led to dinner after.
I remember. He was pretty cool. I liked him. He was nice. kind of funny. He was cute.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He kind of did this weird thing at dinner, and it just, like, I don't know, it creeped me out and rubbed me the wrong way, and I felt weird.
Well, I got to tell you, we asked Joe, because he thought it went really well. He said, evidently, you guys had a great conversation, and you seemed very engaged with him, you know, that you could possibly mm-hmm. be into him. And I said, you know, was there any point where it didn't feel like that, where maybe it got awkward? And he didn't seem to think so. So it sounds like he's completely oblivious. You want to fill us in on what it was that rubbed you the wrong way?
Yeah, so I was getting up to use the restroom, and he told me to enjoy the go. And I was like, what does that mean? What are you talking about?
Enjoy the go?
That's a weird thing to say to me. I don't know. I felt weird about it, and yeah.
That's it. That was the one thing.
Enjoy the go.
Okay, so if you listen to Second Date Update, you listen to our show, you know he's on the line, right?
He is, isn't he?
Enjoy the go, Joe?
Yeah, it's from a commercial. It's a Charmin toilet paper commercial. I was just quoting a stupid commercial.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's, you know, those dumb commercials where the bears and then one of them is going to the go off to the bathroom. The other one says, enjoy the go. It's all it was. It was just a stupid little pop culture reference.
Oh, yeah. Now we're both looking it up.
Hold on. I got to watch this, guys. Hang on. I got to see this for myself.
They say you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom. So here at Charmin, we decided to sing about it.
No ifs or ands, just cleaner buds. Charmin Ultra Strong. Oh, yeah.
We all go. Why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
Enjoy the go. Look at that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you for pointing that out, Joe, because honestly, that's the first time I've ever actually seen or heard that commercial.
Unless you watch a lot of daytime TV, you don't see it too much.
Okay, so that was so you were just referencing a commercial. You were just trying to, I guess, be funny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just that I didn't think it was going to come across creepy, but there we go.
All right, so Kendra, we're going to chalk this up to a misunderstanding here and maybe entertain the idea of going on a second date with Joe, or are there other things about Joe that you're just, like, out on?
No, I kind of feel silly making a big deal out of a bad commercial quote, so I would go out again as long as you promise not to reference commercials I don't know or don't understand.
I definitely would like to go out again. I would enjoy to go.
I would enjoy to go out again.
Let's give it a go. I love it. We're giving it a go with Joe.
How funny.
Kendra, you're awesome for taking the call and for coming on Second Date Update. We're going to make the arrangements with him, so you'll be hearing from him soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Thanks for being a good sport. And Joe, we're going to put you on hold and set it all up, all right?
Okay, thanks.
I'm so glad we could make this happen, and best of luck to you both.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy.
Bye-bye.
All right, if you need us for a Second Date Update, so simple, just send us an email. We'll set it up. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.